You have your Bible tonight, turn to the book of Daniel chapter 3. Amen. Daniel chapter 3. You know the story. It's Nebuchadnezzar. And he makes a golden image, an image of gold. And he proclaims, and it's a great big giant thing, and he proclaims that every time there's music played with the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and all the instruments, that they fall down and they worship this golden idol. It's a golden statue, probably of himself, because in his arrogance, he probably had it built to look like him and in his image. And he raised this thing up before the people there in Babylon. But the Bible tells us that they were some Hebrew boys here in Babylon, and that whenever he rose this up, they agreed together that they wouldn't serve this idol of gold. So he goes on in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 8, he said, "Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. And they spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and psaltery and dulcimer and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Them Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same air into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of rage, or full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And they commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hose and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. And he answered and said, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes and governors and captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was any hair of their head singed, and neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, and they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sword. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, and I'll try. I know it's a lot of scripture, but we'll try to cover it quickly. But I want to preach on this thought, amen, accused of doing right, amen, accused of doing right. As we look at this scripture tonight and we see the God of glory, and He's pinning it down through the prophets, amen, giving us the word that He'd have us to have, we see this wicked king, this tyrant of a king, and he raises up an idol, he raises up a gold image, and he decides that everybody around is going to worship that gold image. I tell you what he wanted. He wants somebody to say, look at him, amen. That's what it comes down to. That's what it boils down to. And when we see this king as he raises up, and he said, every time you hear all this music playing, he said, you fall down and you worship this image. In other words, he said, when you hear the music, he said, basically, he said, you worship me. Amen. You worship the image that I've made. You worship things that I've done with my hands. Forget about all these other gods, and you worship me, and you worship my image. But the Bible tells us they was three little Hebrew boys that said they would have no part of that. Amen. They said they was a God of glory, the only God, the good God of glory, amen. The Lord, the God Jehovah. And they said He's the only one that we're going to worship. Every time the music would play, they just ignored it. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a beat that's going along in the world, praise God, today, and we need to be just ignoring. Amen. There's a false beat. There's a false noise. There's a false music in the world, praise God. It seems appealing, and it's drawing an attention, but praise God, we need to be ignoring it. Amen. It's not songs and hymns and spiritual songs, praise God. Songs and hymns and spiritual songs, we better get away from it. If it ain't encouraging and lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we better flee from it. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about this 7-11 music. It just says 7 words 11 times and just lift it up and say, oh, we praise Thee, we praise Thee, we praise Thee. Who are they praising? Amen? We ought to be careful. We get hooked in that. Boy, that feels good. Amen? But we better be careful. We're praising the good God of glory, the true Jehovah, praise God, who watches, oh, who created the heavens and the universe, praise God, who's looking down upon, and He's our ever-present help, the one that can help us in the hour that we live. Amen. I don't know about you. I like to call Him out by name. I like Him to know. I like to know who I'm praising. Amen. But the devil don't want you to. He wants you to just praise. If we ain't careful, we get to praising, but we praising the wrong thing, ain't we? We'll get the praise in a football. We'll get the praise in a basketball. We'll get praise in a soccer ball. We'll get the praise in a fishing pole or a bass boat. And if we ain't real careful, praise, we'll get the praise and give Him glory to the wrong thing. Amen. Why? Because it makes us feel good. And then those will come along, praise God, and they'll point a finger, an old long ecclesiastical finger at you, and they'll say, hey, look at them. They ain't going with the flow. They're stirring things up. They're trying to be different. They're a little peculiar. And if you know what they'll do? They'll point us out. Amen? They'll be a whispering about us. Say, look at them goody two shoes. They think they're better than us. No, I ain't better than nobody, praise God, but I'm serving a good God. Amen? He's got all that I need. Amen? Glory be to God. I've never been as content as I am right now in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But you have these malcontents that's going to raise up, and they say, hey, they said, hey, listen. He said, these people, they accuse the Jews. Now that word accuse means to slander, to chop up, to cut to pieces. Amen. They was chopping and dicing them, amen, because they stood for something. Hey, listen, if we stand for something these last days, people ain't going to like it. There'll be few and far between, amen. There'll be a whole lot of people disavow us and say, you know what? We don't want nothing to do with them, praise God, because they're standing on this right here, amen. But I want to stand on a whole lot of things. I want to have more things in my life. But they don't realize that when they put the most important thing in their life and we establish our faith on Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin, praise God, then He said He gives us all those other things that we need. Well, I said that to say this. There's coming a day and a time in America that we're going to need some help. And I don't want to trust my government or some man, praise God, to help me. I want to trust God, amen, to be able to meet the needs. I want to trust God to show me the way. I want God to point me to the goodness and that goodness of God, amen, that He has for me and that He has for you. But then that malcontents, they come up and they accuse. And then they say, oh, King, live forever, like they really care. See, people like that don't really care about nobody. They may say, oh, King, live forever, but they, hey, man, if they could get a little something better from somebody else, hey, man, they'd be right there worshiping them too. Amen. That's the kind of people they are. But these fellas, they never bent, they never bowed, they never gave in. Amen. And so they come before the king and they say, hey, fella, King said, you made a proclamation and when all the sound of music and we got to fall down, we bow, we praise this idol, this image that you made. But he said, hey, some fellas over there, they got the point fingers. They got the point fingers. They some fellas over there. He said, they're not a worshiping your idol. They're not a bowing the knee. They're not a giving no praise. Amen. So the king calls them in. Now I will say in the world that we live in, praise God, when these bad things happen to good people, amen, everybody won't hear about it. They'll broadcast it on the airways, they'll put it on the news. Amen. Now, when you're trying to do right, praise God, and everybody else thinks you're wrong, they'll broadcast, they'll put it out there, they'll condemn you, they'll put you down, and they'll ridicule you. They'll chop you to pieces. Amen. And they'll get the leaders to believe in it. Amen. I mean, we're seeing it. We're seeing this thing play out in America. We've come to a place, there's a whole party that said, you know what? We're just going to cut God out of it. We're not going to have nothing to do with God. Amen. With God, God is out. Godliness is out. We don't want to hear nothing about it. Amen. We refuse to be a part of godliness. Amen. Boy, I'd isolate myself from that bunch. Amen. Praise God. But that's what they're doing. That's basically what they was doing here. So there's a part that loved God and is seeking His appearing. And there's another group, praise God, and said, we just want to have fun. Amen. I think there's some songs like that. Something about girls wanting to have fun. We just want to have fun. But see, that's a lie of the devil. Because it comes to a place, praise God, when the fun's over and reality sets in. We need to realize, praise God, that God is the most important part, amen. And we can have fun. We have joy and peace, unspeakable joy and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's real. He's enduring. He's eternal. Amen. He's the one that can give us that forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Nebuchadnezzar, I tell him, and said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, he's in a rage and a fury. And he commanded that they bring these fellows to him. And I like the way he does this. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, verse 14, unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now listen, he doesn't give them time to answer. But he says, now if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Now watch this. This is a big G God, recognizing God Jehovah. Amen. He's questioning who God is. I would to God today that we could get our leaders to even question who God is. Because if you get the Bible says you'll find Him when you seek Him early. Amen. You know why most people never find God? They never look for Him. Amen. He says, who is that God? He didn't say, my God. He said, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? So basically what he's saying, he said, I'm the God here. I'm the one in control. He said, I basically hold your lives in my hands. And he said, who is that God that you serve? The real, that G, big G God that you serve. Hey, can he deliver you out of my hands? I like what they say. Without hesitation, without pause, these three young fellows, they say, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answered and said to the king, I mean, in unison. Amen. There was no division in them. See, most Baptists today, we'd have had argued about it for a while. What do we tell him? Well, I don't know. I believe this is what I'll say. They come in unison, praise God, and they said, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Amen. You know what they did? They said, King, we're guilty of sin. Amen. Hey, we're all the charges they brought, everything they've told you, everything you said, we're guilty. Amen. They said, we're guilty. They said, the music played, the statue is there, but we ain't worshiped it. Amen. We heard it. We're not deaf. We heard it. Praise God. We admit we ain't worshiping that God. We ain't worshiping that image. Amen. We're worshiping God. And they go on and said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Amen. He said, it ain't up to you, King. He said, it's up to our God that we serve. Amen. He said, if it comes to that, He'll deliver us out of the burning fiery furnace. He said, but if not, He said, if He don't deliver us out of that burning fiery furnace, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, little g gods. We will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen. He said, you cast us in the fire first, and if He delivers us, praise God, glory to God. But if He don't, we still ain't worshiping your gods. Amen. Because there's only one God, and we're going to follow Him. Amen. Don't you know how mad that made Nebuchadnezzar? Amen. He was used to everybody being subject to him, everybody caving what he commanded. Look what takes place. Here he goes again. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. Amen. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said his attitude toward these boys was changed. See, they were rulers in the provinces. They were men of renown in these provinces where he had set them over because they were so wise. Now he's questioning the very wisdom that he set them up because they had, amen, because they didn't go along with him. Because they chose not to go along with the flow. Amen. Glory be to God. They were accused of doing right. And they said, hey, he said, hey, listen, said, you're not bowing to my gods. And they said, amen, King, we're not bowing. You're right. You've accused us of being right, and we thank you, praise God. We're right with God. We're doing what's right, praise God, whether it's right with you or not. Amen. I don't know about you. I believe I'll just go with God. Amen. So he said he was right. His visage was changed. Countenance was changed toward them. There he spoke the commandment that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. So they had to brick him, Brother Jeff. And they kindled that thing seven times hotter than it had ever been kindled to cook brick. And they're going to cook men. Amen. You see what happens when a tyrant can't prevail, amen, by deceit. He can't prevail by the things of lifting up himself and proclaiming himself to be something. That they automatically convert to open rage. Amen. When tyrants can't prevail by deceit, can you see this in America? We're watching this today, praise God. When tyrants can't prevail, praise God, by tyranny, by deceit, praise God, what they do, they just prevail. That God gives them over to just open rage. They're raving maniacs. And they ask them, why are you doing this? And they can't even tell you why. Because we need to destroy and tear something up. What's been taken away from you? Well, nothing yet, but they might. Huh? That's where we're at. Amen. He said, how did they harm you? What did they do to you? What caused you to be so upset with these three little... Because they wanted to worship God. They were accused of doing right because they was doing what was right. And he went up in a rage. But I will say this. Anytime you got people that are this way... When they get tore up, when they get in a rage, when they get to a point of, man, just open rage on those people and those things around them, I will tell you, you better be careful because they're going to go down and they're going to take people with them. Amen. They ain't content to just fall by themselves. They're going to take as many with them as they can. I got to reading this. I've been reading through the book of Daniel, and I read this, and man, it just jumped out in my face. Watch this next verse, verse 20. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Do you know what happened to those men? They died. Amen. The heat was so intense, the flames were so intense that they were cooked to a crackling crunch. But notice what he says here. And I have to wonder, he said it, and he commanded the most mighty men. Now you think about this. If I'm the king of Babylon, Brother Rex, and they was some mighty men, where would they be? If they was mighty men, praise God, I'd want the very best as my security. Amen? So what does that tell you? Amen, that tyrant, praise God, in his rage against God, he sacrificed the very ones that was there willing to sacrifice their life for him. Amen? A tyrant will do it every time. If he can't get them with the seed, praise God, he'll destroy with his rage. Amen? And they'll rage on. There's no end to the raging. The fire's kindled. The fire's hot. They bound them up. He said it was earth. He said they bound them up in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Into the midst of it. But now listen to this. He says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent. Did you ever wonder why they cast them in with their coats and their hats and their hosen and their garments? Amen. Did you ever wonder why? See, that wasn't the way of execution. In that day and time, amen, just like today we have now, praise God, before they execute a person, they strip them down. They take off everything. Amen. And then they execute them with just the bare minimum on. But they cast them in such a hurry, in such a rage, in such a fury. Praise God, they cast them in. And all. See, they would take their clothes, their coats, their hats, and they would cast lots just like they did the Lord's. Amen. They would take those garments, those things they had, amen, and they would use them. But he was in such a rage, such a tyrant, amen, such a distraught thing because somebody defied him that he was in such a hurry. It was urgent. And they were bound up in all their clothes and they were cast into the fire. Amen. His mighty men. Probably the royal guard, praise God, his men, they were burnt up. He lost some of his valued men, his mighty men, the men that were closest to him, when they cast them fellows into the fire. And he said, the Bible says that they were cast. The Bible says, verse 23, and they fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Amen. Can you see this picture? They're bound up. Maybe their hands behind their back, they're all bound up. They're tied up, their feet tied together. They can't move, they can't hop, they can't get away. Amen. That's why them guards had to kick them up there, get in that close to that furnace and throw them when they went to pitch them in there. Amen. It come out and boom, consumed them. Instantaneous combustion. 7 times hotter than it ever been needed. Amen. To fire those, the kiln, the fire to cure those bricks. See, the king needed a lot of bricks because he was doing a lot of building. Amen. Off the backs of the Jews. Amen. And he was so distraught, they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. But notice what happens. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors. So now he backs up and he begins to question with his counselors, with his counsel. Amen. Those advisors that he had. Probably the same bunch, praise God, that tell him over here that was accusing these little old Jewish boys for not worshiping the idol of gold. And he says, The king said, and Nebuchadnezzar was astounded, rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We took three men, we cast them into the fires. Just exactly like you said. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose. Amen. I got a hold of that the other day, boy, and I just about had me a spell about blow the doors off my little old study shack. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, they was bound up. The sin of the world had bound them up. Praise God. Hey, that's the sinners of the world had got hold of them, had bound them up. They couldn't move. Praise God. But they was trusting in God. They was saying, hey, listen, we know who you are. We know what you stand for. But we know that God is a delivering God. He's able to turn us loose and set us free. No matter what you say, praise God. No matter what you do, praise God, He will turn us loose. One way or another. And said, if we don't come out of the fire, praise God, He's still God. Amen. Hey, you may be bound up. The world may try to bound you up. The world may try to hold you down. But praise God, if you'll just stay with God, the good God of glory one day will set you free. And when He sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. But it amazes me how good. Now let me just tell you how good God gets. Now this is the precision hand of God. Like a guided missile. Those fellas is bound up in their coats and their hosen and their hats. All that stuff. Their hands, their feet, they're all bound up. No more, Brother Jeff, had they hit on that floor in that fire. And praise God, something other bounced them up. And when they come up, they come up. Whoa! Amen. A guided laser, praise God, went in it and it severed those bindings that was binding them up. And never touched their coats, never touched their hats, their hosen, praise God. But He severed those bindings and set them free. Amen. That's my God. Amen. Glory be God. That's the God we serve tonight. He can come to where we at. We can set us free no matter what's trying to bind us up. When we put our faith and hope in Him. And He said, I see four... He said, glory be God. He said, I see them loosed and walking around. He said, there's four of them. Amen. He said, somebody's in there with them. Praise God. And they're walking in the midst of the fire. Amen. Glory be to God. They're walking around in the flames. Glory be to God. They ain't bubbling up and burning up. They ain't a screaming in anguish. They ain't a screaming in agony. They're not being burnt to pieces. Amen. Praise God. Because God Almighty is in there with them. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is there in the midst. He said, I see one like unto the Son of God. You say, well, preacher, was Nebuchadnezzar a believer? He believed in gods. Amen. He believed in gods. Lots of gods. Amen. Didn't discount any. Kind of like over there in the book of Acts, chapter 17, where they had all their gods. And Paul said, hey, you worship you know not what. Amen. And they said, well, hey, we're going to condemn you. You're bringing some other god in here. Amen. He said, let me tell you about that one over there that you got marked as the unknown god. That one that you don't know. And you don't know nothing about. Let me just tell you about him. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you about the God that you don't know nothing about. Amen. He is God. Praise the Lord. He said that one that Nebuchadnezzar didn't know nothing about. Praise God, he done loosed them and is walking around. Praise God, in the midst of that fire. Praise the Lord. And he said, the angel said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. That's what he said in Philippians chapter 2, wasn't it? Amen. 6-8, he said his form was like the form of the Son of God, but he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. Nothing to be tried to capture or get a hold of, praise God, because he was God. Amen. He said, that God that you serve. See, he already know better because Daniel could tell him the same thing. He said, there is a God. and that God's able to hear and answer. He knows everything. Amen. He says, Nebuchadnezzar said, he said he's like the Son of God. That's a big G God. Jehovah God. Amen. He said, they must be a God that's got more power than our little gods. And he says this, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. Amen. Come forth and come hither. Amen. He said, hey, the servants of the Most High God. He said, it'd take the main God to do this. See, he didn't categorize him as the one and only God. He said, well, man, the God you serve must be the head of the gods. Didn't mean that he was a believer. But he said, hey, this God you serve's got power. He must be the chief, the mighty, the one that's over the gods. The Most High God. He said, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. Amen. They was in there walking around at their leisure. Flames blazing all around them. Amen. I can just see that thing, kind of like a big old buck stove, Brother Robert. They had the dampers wide open, that thing burning just as hot. That thing goes sitting there going, you ever get your stove really, really hot, put you some good locusts in it, three or four pieces, and just slip that damper wide open, let her burn up good and hot, amen, and you can shut her down and go to bed. That thing just sat there and smolder all night. You crank that damper way open, that thing just sat there and goes, it starts sounding like it's going to take off, like a rocket ship. Hey man, that's the way that thing's going. I can just see that old kiln. She's a rocking and a rolling. Praise God. Them flames just... And he looks in there and them little old boy, Hebrew boy, they're walking around there with the Son of God. Hey man, there's no hurt upon them. Praise God. Their bindings of this old world have been severed apart. Praise God. And they're walking around at their leisure. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we get bound up in this old world a little bit. You know somebody will say something to hurt our feelings. Or they won't say something that they think that we think they should. It hurts our feelings. And we'll get bound up. Praise God, we'll stay bound up for 6 or 8 months. Amen. When there's a good God of glory, praise God, he said, you know what? He said, I'll cut them binding apart. I'll break you. I'll set you free right now today. Praise God. So you can just praise me and give me glory. Amen. We can just shout her out praising God all the way to the house. Amen. Amen. Even in the midst of the fire. Praise God, we just march around there together. Hey. And can you imagine them old boys walking around in the fire inside that big old kiln where they cook bricks? Amen. Can you just imagine them three old boys? Praise God. They love God. They love looking for His appearance. They said, we're trusting in God Almighty. No matter what the world says, no matter what the king says, no matter what the president said, no matter what anybody said, we're trusting the Lord. Amen. And God, because of their faith and their faithfulness, amen, He just eased in there with them. I love it. I thank God because of our faith and our faithfulness. Praise God. The many, many times, Brother Robert, He's just eased in there with me. Amen. Just walked with me. Praise God. Delivered me. Cut them old bindings off. Praise God. I come out of there with not having a pout but a shout. Praising the Lord. Giving Him glory. Thanking Him for all that He's done for me. Amen. Glory be God. And it just getting better all the way. Amen. He said, then the princes and the governors and the captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together. They was there for the show. There's always people who'll gather up for the show. Especially if a child of God's being persecuted, they'll gather up. Amen. They'll gather up. They'll gather around to help in putting down a child of God. And they saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. Nor was it... You know what? The child of God, listen to me. A child of God, if you saved, you're born again, the fire has no power over you. Amen. That fire, the fire I'll never see. Amen. The power of the fire, praise God, I'll never know. Amen. Because I know the power of a holy God in Christ Jesus my Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. These fellows, praise God, they were accused of being right. But they didn't compromise. Amen. But then he said the hairs on their heads not singed. Neither was their coats changed. Nor the smell of fire passed on them. They didn't even get no smoke damage. Amen. I don't believe they even got smoke and cinders in their eyes. Amen. Because if they did, then they wouldn't have been able to see the Son of God clearly. See, I don't think the Son of God, praise God, will put anything there that's going to hinder you from seeing Him when you get to looking for Him. Amen. When He gets to doing things for you, praise God, He wants you to know that He's there. He's that help. Amen. When you're accused of being right, praise God, just say, praise God. Amen. So then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent His angel. Who is His angel? The Son of God. Amen. The angel of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And delivered His servants. Did you get that? God's always in the servant delivering business. Amen. He'll always deliver His servants that trusted in Him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might be living sacrifices. Huh? That they might not serve nor worship any god except their own big G God. Amen. He said, therefore I make a decree. Now this is just wisdom. He said, therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God, big G God, that can deliver after this sort. Because I know, he said, I've heard of all these gods in Babylon. But he said, I've never heard of God that can do what He did. He said, if I hear anybody, you know why He did that? Not because He believed in God, but He didn't want the wrath of God on Him. Amen? He said, to pacify the wrath of God, to keep Him appeased. I don't want to hear nobody talking bad about their God. He said, boys, you worship on. Praise God. Don't worry about the music. Don't worry about the image. Worship on, boys. Amen. Praise be to God. Why? Because there is a true and living God. He made a decree, and He promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Listen, praise God, if we'll just stay faithful to the Lord, stay on path, keep a working man, staying on task, one day we'll be promoted. Amen. We'll be promoted into the glorious kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, what a time that'll be. But until then, praise the Lord, we just got to stay faithful to God.